It's hard to believe, but what you're seeing right now is not real life footage from a camera. It's actually gameplay from an Unreal Engine 5 video game called Unrecord that's currently in development from a new independent studio. This video has taken the gaming internet by storm in the last few days. Many people blown away by the visual fidelity and others claiming that it's all fake or pre-rendered. So today I'm going to dive in and take a look at this, tell you a bit about the game, and get to the bottom of it all. So the buzz for this actually started back in October 2022. Alexandre Spidler, who is creative director and lead programmer on this new project, released a video on Twitter saying simply, "I'm working on a body cam style game," with a few hashtags thrown in for good measure. And in that 45 second video, we see what looks like body cam footage of a person holding a gun, moving through a dilapidated environment and taking down a few baddies along the way. The quality of the clip is awful, as it's on Twitter and only in 720p resolution. But I think that actually helps it in a way, and it would be easy at a glance to mistake this for real life footage. The environment was a shared Unreal Engine asset, but the camera style mixed with the animations made this look incredibly believable. So it sparked up some discussion, and then there was radio silence for months until we skipped to April 19th, 2023, a couple days ago, and Alexandre released a new video. This time it was on YouTube in 1440p 60fps quality, alongside a press release packed full of information and announcing the name of the game as Unrecord. And as you can see, this has to be one of the most realistic looking games ever. There's no doubt about it for me. And I think there's a few reasons for that. The main reason is that this isn't simulating what seeing through humans' eyes would look like. In fact, it's simulating what body camera footage looks like. The barrel distortion in the corners as if it were a lens, the wide field of view, the chromatic aberration, the shakiness, even the position of the gun and the hands. It's very unconventional for a first-person shooter, of course, but you pair that up with the excellent animation of the hands and the pistol, and you end up with something very convincing. Unreal Engine 5 is doing a lot of the heavy lifting here as well, adding in accurate lighting, textures, and what appears to be ray tracing on the puddles and shiny surfaces. You may have noticed too that the faces of the combatants are pixelated and blurred. This is obviously a choice that the developers have made, and it leans into the body cam narrative, but more importantly, it solves a big problem that might make the game look less realistic, because as human beings, we're all very good at noticing when a face looks weird or fake, and video game faces, as much as they have improved, are still not photorealistic, especially when animated. But in this case, that is irrelevant because you can't see the faces, and that helps sell the overall image. Still, many people online were skeptical about this game and didn't believe that the video was real, rather a pre-rendered sequence or in fact a real video that's been filtered or doctored in some way. And so to prove it, the lead developer posted a new video showing the game running in the Unreal Engine editor. He flies a free camera around the environment to begin, and then he hits play and drops into the game, controlling the character, checking the pistol with the same animations, looking around and firing it off in different directions. He then flies to another area from the latest video and does the same thing again in a different fashion, checks his ammo and goes into free cam again. So it does appear that this is in fact real, and this new video put many doubts to bed, but still a lot of questions remained. So what is Unrecord then? What is this game? Well, as I mentioned, there was a press package that went out, and I'll take you through the key details now. At the moment, you can only wishlist the game on Steam with an unannounced release date, but it is not expected to be released this year. In fact, the developers are still seeking publishers and investors to support the studio. I'm sure that they'll have a lot more interest now. The game is pitched as a tactical first-person shooter, where players can expect an immersive and narrative experience featuring complex dialogues, innovative gameplay mechanics, tough moral dilemmas, and a unique shooting system. The storyline can be compared to a detective novel or a thriller, where the player will have to investigate several criminal cases and confront a diverse cast of characters. The game's plot and presentation will be central to the gameplay experience, and players can anticipate a range of gameplay sequences as well as numerous plot twists. In terms of the moment-to-moment gameplay, Unrecord features an original aiming system, and they claim this as a free aiming system with authentic aim down sight and unrestricted hand movements. And having watched the footage several times, this is the biggest question mark for me, because usually in a first-person shooter game, the weapon and hands are in the bottom right, and when you press a button to aim, everything moves to the center of the screen nice and steady, so you can use the sight of the weapon to effectively aim at what's in the middle of your screen. But Unrecord is doing things a bit differently with the shaky movement and animation, so it seems it would be quite difficult to aim precisely at something. However, I am super interested to get hands-on with this and get a feel for exactly how it works, because this is at least something different that we haven't really seen before, or I haven't anyway, but perhaps there will be an element of aim assist or a generous hit zone if you're roughly in the correct position with your gun when aiming at a target. So I would love to hear more about how that's going to function. Moving on, the game features die and retry combat with a technical and minimalist approach. No room for errors. It's up to you to develop your own tactics. I assume there's going to be gear that you can use too, like flashbangs and grenades. You'll also be making dialogue choices that impact your experience, even during combat. We see this a couple times in the video, multiple choices at one point, so perhaps what you choose there can potentially de-escalate or aggravate a situation, even offer multiple choices and potentially side objectives or ways to complete a mission. The devs have responded to a few interesting frequently asked questions too, one of them related to motion sickness for people were prone to that but might want to play this game. They said that they're working on implementing options and settings to adjust camera movement, effects, and accessibility options to make the game more comfortable to play for all. Naturally, console gamers have been keen to know if this game will be released on Xbox or PlayStation. Their reply was that currently the game runs smoothly with both keyboard and controller. We don't see any issues porting to consoles. However, we haven't yet decided on the specific platforms and consoles for release, but we will keep you updated during development. Unfortunately, it is not a VR game, so I guess that there were a lot of people who, when they saw this for the first time, went, I'd love to try that on my Oculus or my PlayStation VR 2. It's not a VR game, so I don't think it's going to come to those platforms. And then finally, in regards to optimization, surely you need a monster PC to play the game looking this good, right? Well, in the FAQ, their response was that we see no issue in following an optimization process, and we cannot guarantee a perfectly optimized game, as it would be presumptuous given the challenges that ambitious studios face today, but we will meet the expectations of gamers and deliver accordingly. However, it is possible that older generations of PCs may not have sufficient performance to fully enjoy a next-gen game powered by Unreal Engine 5. So it might be time to upgrade your PC if you have the luxury of being able to do that. And that's about all for today, folks. Do let me know your thoughts on this down in the comments below and drop a like to help support me. Thank you. I'm going to keep a close eye on this one as it looks like it has the potential to offer a unique angle in the FPS market. And you know what? You just don't see that much anymore. Also, it's great to see so many indie studios building games that are making big splashes. And I'd put money on there being a body cam section in the next modern Call of Duty single player campaign. It's coming. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.